afternoon. Welcome to Food for Thought on Friday. I'm Gretchen Gondek, and in studio, our guest today is Becky Kempers, who is manager with the Sioux City Farmers Market. Hi there.
Hi.
Gosh, summer's practically gone. I know it we is. Talked earlier in the season. How are things going?
They are going very well. Now that it's my second year and I have something to compare it to, it has, like, I feel we have grown, like, so much in the last year. It's been really fun.
And we're talking about different kinds of produce now. I know there's the tomatoes are in their full glory, corn. What kinds of other things are people looking for?
Tomatoes and the pickling cucumbers, you know, there's a lot of people that will come down to the market, they'll buy that produce and then go home and they'll can it for the wintertime. You know, there's nothing like opening up a fresh can of tomatoes that you've canned during the wintertime. So that's primarily what they're looking for.
And then there's the pastry parlor ladies are there, and I yes. always feel like I need to stop by and pick up a couple of Danish, because it's the real deal.
It is the real deal. Yeah. And if you haven't been down there yet, obviously, you know, I always talk about them, because they are those ladies are just perfect. I mean, you go down there and talk to them, and they'll sit there and they'll talk to you about their pastries, how they make them. And they're just a hoot, and they're really fun.
They really are. And what kinds of other things can people take? Avail themselves of at the farmers market?
We have a lot of produce vendors, and then in addition to those, we have a lot of handcrafted items as well. Christopher Graham, he comes down with Circle Smith, and he has his jewelry down there at the market. We also have a lot of knit and crochet work stuff, those kind of items, those handmade items. Aprons, got aprons down there. Just a lot of unique handcrafted stuff that you can't find in a big box store.
How has the traffic been this summer to the farmers market?
It has been really, we love beautiful days at the market. And that's, that weather helps draw those people in. And it's been really nice this year. I feel like we've been up with the market. And, it's a place where families come. They'll sit, they'll stay, they'll get their omelets, they'll eat breakfast, and then they'll do their grocery shopping. So, they come stay for a couple of hours, which is nice.
Well, we're moving into fall now. Pumpkins, squash, have any of those items shown up yet, or is it a little bit too early?
It's a little bit too early for the pumpkins, but we do have watermelons down there now. We are seeing a couple vendors coming in with acorn squashes and like spaghetti squashes. So some of those are available down there now, but later in the season, more towards like September, we'll start to see those coming in a little bit more.
And the market will be wrapping up at the end of October, but we really want to talk about something that you've been doing in the fall, and that's your Fall Fest. And this year, Saturday, October 14th is the day. So tell us about what's going on there.
Yeah, so we're going to be featuring a Fall Fest at the market. And on that 14th of October, from 8 to 1, we'll be featuring some free pony rides. We'll also be doing a kids costume contest and a pet costume contest, and you can win prizes for both of those. And we'll be doing live pumpkin carving with Luke Schroeder. He's going to come down and do that as well. And then we're also going to have a booth there for kids to come down, buy a pumpkin, and then they can go ahead and paint it while their parents are out shopping for groceries.
And you mentioned dressing up. Kids can dress up. Did you say pets too?
Yeah, pets can go ahead and dress up too. We're going to have, that was a big hit last year with the pets. They came down, we are a dog friendly market. So they'll come down, bring their pets dressed in costume, and then we'll go ahead and we'll judge them, and they'll win a free bag of homemade doggy goods.
Oh my. Yeah. And another thing that we haven't even really talked about yet is, in addition to everything you can enjoy at the farmers market, there is entertainment as well.
Oh yeah, absolutely. We have live music every Wednesday and Saturday. So if you know someone or you are a musician, come on down, talk to me, and we can get you set up for a spot down there, because we love having live music down there.
Cover the particulars, days and the hours of the market.
Sure. We are open Wednesdays and Saturdays from 8 to 1, and we're located just west of the Tyson Event Center downtown. And we will run until October 28th this year.
And there's plenty of parking, very convenient.
Yep.
And you have a wonderful website.
Yes, we do. So you can find more information on us at the farmersmarketsiouxcity.com.
All right. And if people have questions, if they want to be a vendor, if they want to be a volunteer or anything else, entertainment, can they contact you, Becky?
Yes, absolutely. So you can go ahead and contact me. My phone number is 712-251-2616.
Becky, you do a great job. Say hi to my friend Roger Caudron.
I will.
And come back and visit with us soon, please.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
We've been speaking with Becky Kempers, who is the market manager of the Sioux City Farmers Market. And I'm Gretchen Gondek, your host for Food for Thought on Friday. Thank you for tuning into Siouxland Public Media, and have a wonderful weekend.